Welcome to the 190th episode of the New Customer Offer Podcast. This is our DraftKings Fantasy Golf Special Edition for the Sanderson Farm Championship on the PGA Tour. The Sanderson Farms sees a decent enough field this week with Scottie Scheffler, Sung Jae-im and Will Zalatoris heading the field. The field also contains established stars like Zach Johnson, Brant Snedeker and Sergio Garcia. I'll take you through my thoughts from a DraftKings perspective, highlighting players you should be interested in rostering this week on the PGA Tour. This podcast is for listeners of 18 and above. Please be gamble aware. You can visit begambleaware.org for more information. And of course, please bet responsibly. I'm Steve Bamford from New Customer Offer. Newcustomeroffer.co.uk is our URL. You can follow us on Twitter at Customer Offers. A new departure. I'm going to wing it. Basically, I'm a DraftKings regular player. And I want to put some DraftKings content out there. We have a DraftKings page available at New Customer Offer, where effectively, if you're new to DraftKings and you're new to fantasy golf, you can sign up and you will be able to enter or be given a free £3 tournament entry for your trouble. Full terms and conditions, of course, are available on our website. But DraftKings, it's a fantasy sport game. You can play it across a myriad of different sports. It's absolutely huge in America, where it covers the NFL, NBA, of course, the MLB, also the NHL in terms of ice hockey. Very, very big and growing in terms of UFC. But also the PGA Tour element is huge as well. And you can enter a mass of different tournaments, at bigger tournaments, especially the majors. In November for the Masters, I'm sure there will be what they classify as a Millie Maker tournament available, where you'll be able to enter the tournament. And if you win, it's a cool $1 million top prize. Different elements to it. It's a forte that you can really get involved with, especially if you're into golf betting like myself. Now, I thought I'd take you through some interesting players this week at the Sanderson Farms. And I'll take you through the upper echelons of the salary list this week. We've got Scottie Scheffler. He's top at 11,400. Louis Oosthuizen was meant to be next at 10,800, but he's withdrawn. So next up, Sung Jae-im. He's available at 10,500. The new sensation, the sensation that's certainly hit over the last few weeks. We know that he's been absolutely outstanding on the Korn Ferry Tour, which is a level below the PGA Tour over in the United States. And then he's hit top 10 finishes across both the US Open and the Corrales Championship in the past 2 weeks. That is Will Zalatoris. He's at 10-2. And rounding up the 10-plus guys, it's Benny Ann, who was third here last year. He's available at $10,000. So Scheffler, Im, Zalatoris and Ann are the four most expensive players on DraftKings. But oh, that, in the 9K range, we're looking at defending champion Sebastian Munoz at 9-9, Sam Burns at 9-8, who's going to be very, very popular this week, Doc Redman at 9-7, Zach Johnson, who's having a real renaissance at 9-6, Adam Long at 9-5, was in the top five last week at the Corrales Championship, Brian Harman, who's the kind of player that would go well this week down in Jackson, Mississippi. They're playing the Country Club of Jackson, which is a par 72, 7,400 yards on Bermuda grass greens this week. Harman fits that bill. $9,400. It's going to be a real birdie fest this week. Dylan Fratelli, $9,300. Corey Connors, $9,200. He was a runner-up here behind Cameron Champ 2 years ago. Ches Reavie at 9-1. Luke List at 9,000. I'll tell you where I'm heading at this top end. I genuinely think that of the top guys above $10,000, I think Sung Jae-im is the angle to take this week. I think Sung Jae has got a lot of game. And the other thing that we know with Sung Jae is he's heavily, heavily Bermuda grass green positive. Since he's hit the PGA Tour, he's clearly a player that can mix it at all levels and at most courses. He's been an absolute sensation. He really has. But look at his record, and it's full of top results on Bermuda grass greens. Two visits to the Sony Open, finished 16th and 21st. At the American Express in California, that real birdie fest of a tournament, 10th and 12th. We then travel down Phoenix. That's based around Bermuda grass greens, the Waste Management Phoenix. He's finished 7th there. We go scroll down. How about the fact that his Florida swing results have been absolutely top draw? 4th at the Valspar Championship. He's also, of course, won the Honda Classic this year, where he beat Tommy Fleetwood at 6-under. And he's also finished 3rd and 3rd at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Bermuda grass golf courses bring out the very best in Sung Jae-im. Also, very favourable results for him in terms of the Wyndham Championship. He's finished 6th and 9th there on his only two outings at Sedgefield Country Club. Those greens there at Sedgefield, you're going to hear a lot of this from Sedgefield Country Club. They actually are champion Bermuda grass greens, exactly the same surface that the guys will be putting on this week. So there's plenty to like about Sung Jae-im. And then you realise, of course, that he was second here a year ago at 18-under, where he made a playoff with Sebastian Munoz. And Munoz pipped him to the title. Very, very strong player. His form recently has been decent as well. He was 11th at the recent Tour Championship. The very cream of the crop playing there. So I fancy Sung Jae-im $10,500 to head my lineup. Next up, you might be surprised, but this guy again is an absolute legend when it comes to champion Bermuda grass greens. You have to have him on board. He's absolutely fabulous on them. And he showed some real form very, very recently at a couple of tournaments, actually. The W World Golf Championship they played at Southwind, and also at the Safeway Open a couple of weeks ago, where he played very, very well. He's available at $9,100. And that is Ches Reavie, who often gets overlooked for DraftKings purposes. But I think for this week, he's an absolutely brilliant fit. And I'll tell you why. Champion Bermuda grass. They play at TPC Southwind every year. Last couple of years have been a WGC level. Before that, it was a standard PGA Tour tournament. Here are Reavie's results at St. Jude since 2013. 27th, 12th, 4th, 6th, 27th, and 6th again. 6th again this year at World Gold Golf Championship level. You can't argue with that kind of form. You really can't. He's new to the golf course here at the Country Club of Jackson, but I just get the feeling he's going to absolutely love it, really get on well with it. So $9,100 for Ches Reavie, a player who as recently as the Safeway Open finished 3rd, where he was 3rd for strokes gained on approach and 1st for strokes gained tee to green. So I'm heading my list this week. Sung Jae-im, $10,500. Ches Reavie at $9,100. I think there's options this week. You could go big at the top end. You could go stars and scrubs. Benny Ann at $10,000 is another player that plays particularly well on champion Bermuda grass. He was 3rd here last year. Like the look of the way that Benny Ann is playing at the moment. Also the fact that he's working on his atrocious putting with Brad Faxon. But from a DraftKings perspective, I'm going for more of a blended route this week. And I'm going to actually take you through the bottom end of my card. And then we'll meet somewhere in the middle. Now, I keep 8-week skill set trackers, which basically track strokes gained across each and every tournament. And there's one player who is at a ridiculous $6,500 that I really like the look of this week. Now, when I look at strokes gained total over the last 8 weeks ranked in this field, I've got Will Zalatoris at 1, Scotty Scheffler at 2, Sahith Tigala at 3, Christopher Ventura, who's another option for you at 4, and Rob Hoppenheim at 5. Now, Rob Hoppenheim has been a player that's just been very, very consistent recently. And he's been around for a long while, but he also ranks in the same analysis that I do, 6th for strokes gained putting in this field over the last 8 weeks. And also, he ranks tied 10th in strokes gained tee to green over the last 8 weeks. That ties him with players of the ilk of Sam Burns and one Sung J-Im. And you can't argue the fact that Rob Oppenheim hasn't been playing the top tournaments that those guys have. But when you actually look at his record recently, it's very, very strong. 29th at the Barracuda Championship, 15th at the Wyndham Championship, again, champion Bermuda Grass Greens. He was 4th for strokes gained putting that particular week, 36th at the Safeway Open, and 33rd last week at the Corrales Punta Cana Resort and Club Championship. 29th, 15th, 36th, 33rd. We're getting him for $6,500. I've got absolutely no issues with that whatsoever. I think that's a bit of a coup on Rob Hoppenheim, or Oppenheim, who was 18th here in 2017. And back in 2017, straight out of the Korn Ferry tournament or tour, he was in nowhere near the same kind of mental and prepared state that he is these days on the PGA Tour. So I think Oppenheim could be an excellent play this week, especially if we're going down a Stars and Scrubs route. But I'm using him as part of this blended team. So Im at 10-5, Reavie at 9-1. I've got Oppenheim at $6,500. Another player I think could go particularly well this week in the Hoppenheim mould. It was interesting with Hoppenheim. He got into one of the final groups at the Wyndham Championship and almost squeaked into top 125 on the FedEx Cup last season. So actually showed some real gall there to get close to scraping into the top 125 on those champion Bermuda grass greens at Wyndham a few weeks ago. And a player I really like in these kind of birdie fests, a player that's got such strong performances in this fall type of time of year, is one Brian Stewart. So I like Brian Stewart this week as well. $7,500 on Brian Stewart. Now Stewart, he has finished very well on Bermuda grass over the years. Also a Mayakoba Classic kind of player, where he's earned $1.3 million over the past few years, with a second in 2010, a second in 2013. We also had a ninth there as recently as 2017 at Mayakoba. And I see a lot of links with Mayakoba here and the Country Club of Jackson. Cameron Champ, who's won here, has finished 10th at Mayakoba. Ryan Armour has finished 4th at Mayakoba. He won here in 2017. Even Cody Gribble's finished 15th at Mayakoba. Peter Malnati's got a top 10 there. And Nick Taylor's got a top 15 there. So Brian Stewart and Mayakoba makes a hell of a lot of sense. You then look at his form here at the Country Club of Jackson. 39th, 4th and 28th. At $7,500, I think Brian Stewart takes a lot of beating this week, especially at a tournament where birdies and great putting are going to be a currency. And power off the tee, it doesn't really matter how you get to the greens. You just got to hit a decent amount of them and then let your putter do the rest of the talking. And since 2013, his record on Bermuda grass is excellent. Take the Sony Open in Hawaii, 5th, 6th, 4th, 8th. Also, the American Express, which used to be the old Bob Hope Classic, and it's had the Humana Challenge. He's finished 10th and 5th since 2013. Also, a couple of made cuts there. He goes well on Bermuda grass putting surfaces. He goes well on shorter courses where he can compete. So I love the look of Brian Stewart this week, 7-5. So a Hoppenheim at 6-5, Stewart at 7-5, Reavy 9-1, Sung Jae-im 10-5. That leaves two players to select. Now, one player who is absolutely outstanding on champion Bermuda grass, and we are getting at a particular, I think, bargainous price this week, is Rory Sabatini. Sabatini, 59th at the US Open, 17th at the Workday Charity Open back in July. He had 21st at the Heritage, also 14th when the PGA Tour resumed at the Charles Schwab Challenge. This kind of level is Rory Sabatini country for me. And he's also another one of these players that really does perk himself up when it comes to champion Bermuda grass. Now, he finished 8th at the 2013 Wyndham. He finished 4th at the 2017 Wyndham. And he finished 6th at the 2019 Wyndham. That just showed you the prowess that he's got on these champion Bermuda grass golf courses. Now, in terms of his form at this particular Sanderson Farms, it's interesting. 57th in 2016. Also, an improving 20th at the 2018 Sanderson Farms, where he was 13th from tee to green and also 7th for strokes gained on approach. I think Rory Sabatini, who did well enough. I mean, Sabatini, the guy that's, you know, with his attitude, his very aggressive nature, for him to make the cut at the US Open and for him to then get a reasonable finish at the at that Winged Foot tournament, I think that he's going to be entering this with an open mind and also with a little bit of confidence. And that could make him a definite top 10, top 15 candidate at a bargainous $7,600 price point. Sony Open, he's made $1.7 million over the years. He's got a great record at Waialae. He's a real Bermuda grass kind of player. Don't forget, Honda Classic winner. I was on board those years ago. $1.5 million he's gleaned at the Honda Classic. So, if you're looking for a player that's at a very effective price point, also Bermuda positive, and a player that's also played well on these particular champion Bermuda grass greens. I'm just looking up actually to see what Sabatini has done at Southwind, just to look at that champion Bermuda grass angle. How about 7th in 2013? He's only had two appearances there, 2013 and 2017. He missed the cut in 17 and was 7th in St. Jude in 2013. So again, that just paves the way for me. Rory Sabatini, I'm going $7,600. Finally, I'm not going to use up the full salary cap here. I think I'm $400-$600 short. But a player that I really like this week and a player that I think could go well in the betting market and the DraftKings market is Cameron Davis, the very talented Australian. Couple of top 10 finishes on Bermuda grass earlier this year at the Honda Classic and also the Sony Open. You cannot argue with the way that Davis is playing right now. He's a bit of a made cut expert, and you know, $8,100. It's a bargain price, I think, for a player that's really starting to hit his straps on the PGA Tour. 12th at the 3M Open, 32nd at the Barracuda, 15th at the Wyndham, 29th at the Northern Trust when he was in a tie for second place at halfway. I mean, that was against the very cream of the crop in a mini major. 36th at the Safeway Open last time. Davis has got undoubtedly a lot of game. And when I'm seeing him at this $8,100 mark, He's there alongside the likes of Xingjun Zhang, who's worth a look. Lucas Glover played well at the US Open. Patrick Rogers, Carlos Ortiz, who's a bit of a course horse. Denny McCarthy at 7-9. I just like the look of Davis. $8,100. So, my team for this week's Sanderson Farms Championship. Sungjae Im at 10-5. Ches Reavie at 9-1. Cameron Davis at 8-1. Roy Sabatini at 7-6. Brian Stewart at 7-5. And Rob Hoppenheim at $6,500. Don't forget, of course, if you're interested in playing DraftKings and you want to access that free $3 tournament entry when you sign up to a new DraftKings account, just check out newcustomeroffer.co.uk. There is a link available in the podcast description box. Thanks for listening to the Sanderson Farms DraftKings special. I'm hoping to do these each and every week as we move through the PGA Tour calendar. And I'll be back very, very soon. Goodbye.